The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 17th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Indra karmani, prana karmani chapare. Atma sangjuva jugagno juhati jnanadipit. When one is enlightened, jnanadipit, the light of knowledge is awakened, then atma sangjuva jugagno, controlling the senses, and offering in the power of yoga. So, the Patanjali system is explained in the purport that controlling the inner different kinds of, five kinds of prana upon vayu, that is a mechanical system, that is approved also, that helps controlling the senses. But there is another process, that is called the Bhakti Yoga system, that not only controlling the senses, but to give engagement to the senses. Simply by artificial controlling, choking, just like a child, the mind is just like child. Sometimes accepting something, sometimes rejecting something. Sankalpa vikalpa, that is the business. So, it is very difficult to control the mind. Arjuna, when he was asked to control the mind, by yoga practice, he said, chanchala him mana krishna pramathi balavadhira. My dear Krishna, you are asking me to control the mind, but I think it is impossible. Especially, we are in the political field, royal order, we have to deal with so many political subject matter. So he says that chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balavad dhiram tasyaham nigrahang manne vayurevo sudushkaram. I do not think mind can be controlled. It is very, very difficult as to control the breeze or wind, strong wind blowing. It is not possible to control that. That was the verdict of Sri Arjuna. It will be explained in the 6th chapter. Actually, it is very difficult to control the mind. So artificially, by controlling the breathing system, there is a process, but still it is difficult. As I explained yesterday, even a great yogi like Vishwamitra, he also failed. There are many instances. There was another Sauhari Muni. He was practicing yoga system within the water. And as soon as he was little agitated by the fish, he wanted to come out and marry. And one king's daughter, he wanted to marry all the 8 daughters. There are many instances like that. It is very difficult to control the mind. But our process, as it is stated here, that atma-saṅgyama yogāgno, atma-saṅgyama, saṅgyama, control, the mind is the principle, sense. Indriyani Pararaho Indriyava Paramana. Mind is the central figure of all the senses. Just like madman, because he cannot fix up his mind, he cannot work properly. Therefore he is called madman. So our process is that we cannot control the mind, but if we engage the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, then everything is controlled. Krishna will help. Somehow or other, you engage your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai manak Krishna padaravinda. Then gradually, everything will be controlled. There is another bharsan that Sevan Mukhi Jivhado. Jivhado. To control the jiva. The jiva means the tongue. It is very difficult to control the jiva. People do not know it, but actually this is there. Everyone becomes a servant of the senses just beginning from the tongue. They cannot control the tongue. They eat anything and everything. Therefore they cannot control other senses also. This is the experience of big yogis. Therefore, in the yoga practice, jam niyam, in yoga practice also it is forbidden not to allow the tongue to eat anything and everything. No, that is not possible. Similarly, we also ask our devotees not to allow your tongue to touch anything except Krishna prasadam. Tongues do business. Eating, tasting something and vibrating sound. So if we can control the tongue not to touch anything which is not offered to Krishna, and if we do not allow the tongue to talk anything except Krishna, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, then he becomes the greatest yogi. The greatest yogi. Simply two things. Of course we have to eat. That's a fact. Without eating we cannot exist. We eat. We have got so many nice things offered to Krishna. You offer to Krishna all nice things, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna varo dayamaya kuribare jivha jay, sab prasad anna dilo bhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a grihastha, practical. He experienced, he says, sharira avidya jal. This body, material body, is a network of ignorance. Sharira avidya jal. Just like a network, if you are put into a net and bound up and thrown into this ocean, then what is your condition of life? You just imagine. Similarly, we, pure soul, we have been put into this network of material body. And you are thrown into the ocean of nisayance. This is our position. Struggle for existence. How to get out of the network? How to get out of the ocean? This is manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. This is our position. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this body is the network of ignorance. Simply sense gratification. I shall eat this, I shall eat that, I shall hear this, I shall... The ear is engaged in hearing nice cinema songs, and the tongue is engaged going to the restaurant, so many so-called palatable dishes. Similarly, other senses, they are engaged. So, according to Bhakti Yoga system, the first control is recommended to the tongue. That is said, that Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navavet Graiham Indriyai. Now, we receive knowledge through the indriyas. But if the indriyas are impure, senses, they are impure, they cannot understand what is Krishna. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi. Nam, beginning. Because beginning is sravanam. Bhakti Marga begins by hearing. Now what is sravanam? Chanting. If there is chanting or there is some speaking, then we can hear. That is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That simply here, there are many places recommended, they hear. So, but it is said, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namhavid Grayam Indriyai. These present blunt senses, material senses, cannot receive even these chanting of Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. They say this is nuisance. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. Four classes of men who begins Bhagavad Bhajan. Sukritino, those who are pious. But in the modern leaders, they say this bhajan nuisance. This is our misfortune. Satatam kirtantam mam jatantascha dhirabhrata. These are the explanations in the Bhagavad Gita. Saintly person, Mahatma, they are engaged in chanting satatam, always. Satatam kirtantam mam, kirtantam, very fine. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya sadahari. Tinadapi sunitena, taroropi sahishnuna. Amanina manadena. Kirtaniya sadahari. This is the recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should glorify the holy name of Hari. Hari means Krishna. So, that is the recommendation. But we are meeting so many obstacles because they think this chanting is nuisance. This bhajan is nuisance. This is Kali Yuga. Not the Kali Yuga, even every Yuga. The author Sri Krishna Namadi Navavit Vrayam Indriya. A devotee is hearing, he is enjoying. And the non-devotee is thinking it is nuisance. Therefore it is said, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navavit Grahyam Indriya. The blunt senses, material senses, they cannot receive. Namadi. Not only name, they cannot see Lord Krishna's form. Because hearing and seeing and smelling and tasting and touching, we have got so many senses. So these senses being materially contaminated, it cannot hear what is Krishna's holy name. Atat Krishna Namadi Navavit Grahyam Indriya. Then how to understand Krishna? That is recommended. Sevana mukhehi jivado. You have to engage your tongue, first of all, in the service of the Lord. The Krishna realization begins from the tongue. How? Now you simply make it a vow that I shall not accept anything which is not offered to Krishna. And you take another vow, that I shall not talk anything except glorifying the Lord. Then you become perfect. Very simple method. Simply you have to make this determination that I shall not talk anything which is not about Krishna, and I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching these two things specifically. We are distributing little prasadam. If we get opportunity, we can give sumptuous prasadam. We are doing that in all other centers throughout the whole world. By eating, simply by eating one can be devoted. It doesn't require, if he simply eats Krishna prasadam. It is so nice method. So, divadhu, and chanting and hearing, this is recommended here. Ja atma sangyamo yogagnu. Atma, you have to make a determination, atma sangyamo, that I shall not allow this tongue to take anything in the restaurant, but I can simply allow the tongue. If you do this, then you become Goswami. That is called Goswami. Because we are all Godas. Go means senses. So actually we are all servants of our senses. The whole activities of the material world means everyone is acting as the servant of his senses. That's all. This is the material world. Everyone is working. Everyone is working so hard. When one becomes intelligent, then he understands that what I am doing, I am thinking that I am master, I am proprietor, I am the head of the family, but what I am doing actually, I am acting as servant of my senses, my son's senses, my wife's senses, my daughter's senses, my servant's senses, that's all. If you speak something wrong even to your servant, the servant will resign and you'll be in trouble. Therefore, you have to serve his senses so that he may not be angry. This is our position. So we are simply serving senses, but we are thinking I am master. This is called illusion. So, jnana-dipite, when you actually come to the sense of your knowledge, then you come to this conclusion that what is my mastership? I'm simply serving the senses, different senses. Bhavanam janmanamante. After many, many births, spoiling the life and spoiling the time by satisfying the senses. Bhavanam janmanamante. So long he'll go on satisfying the senses, either your senses, that is centralized senses, or expanded senses, the senses of your family, senses of your society, senses of your country, nationality. These are all sense gratification process. Simply extending. It begins to centralize my senses, then my son's senses, then my grandson and senses, then my country's senses, then there is sense gratification, that's all. There is no other business. So, when one becomes enlightened, he offers himself to Krishna. There is a verse like this, Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesa. My Lord, I have spoiled my time in this way, becoming this godas, or the servant of the senses. Kamadina, kam, krodh, lo, moh, matsarja. Therefore it is called kamadina. Kotidana. I have satisfied to satisfy them to my utmost. Kotidana, kotidana. What I have not done for them, still they are not satisfied. Neither they are merciful. Tesham na karuna jat, na tripta. They are neither satisfied, neither they are merciful. Never. You go on serving your family. Nobody will give you relief. If you say that I have done so much for you, give me relief. First of all, I do not want to be rewarded. That is also another disease. You see? You'll be surprised. It is my practical experience. This Krishna consciousness movement before starting, I wrote one letter to Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi, you have got position. People accept you as a very pious man. Now you have got your Swaraj and you are very fond of Bhagavad Gita. Let us preach Bhagavad Gita. I wrote this letter. Unfortunately, a few days after he was killed. So this is the position. All big leaders, they do not want to take relief from the sense gratification business. No. This is the... Therefore, jnana-dipite atma-samyama yoga-agna. Because there is no knowledge. They think this sense gratification, expanded sense gratification will make the world happy. No. That is not possible. Therefore, jnana-dipite means that by this kind of sense gratification we will not solve the problems. Kamadinang kutithana kutitha palita dunnidesa tisang maina kuruna jata kuruna. There is no mercy. Therefore, I have given up them. Now I have come to you, my dear Lord. I was serving the senses so long, now I want to serve you. This is knowledge. Jnana-dipite. Because my business is to satisfy the senses, either my senses or my relative senses, but it has not made me happy. Therefore, I have come to you to satisfy your senses. Kindly engage me in your business. This is called jnana. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maanga prabaddhati. When jnanavan, what kind of jnanavan? After serving the senses of so many people, life after life, when one comes to his real knowledge, that this kind of sense gratification will not make me happy. Let me gratify the senses of Krishna. That is real knowledge. Jnana-dipite. And in another place it is said, bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maanga prabaddhati. Jnanavan, that is real. Actually my business is to satisfy the senses of Krishna. But I am thinking that I shall be happy by satisfying my senses, my family senses, my country senses, my nation senses, and so on, so on, so on. This will never make me happy. This is the secret. So, therefore Krishna says that you have manufactured so many businesses of sense gratification, that's all right. Give up this old rascal business. Simply surrender unto me. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kaṁsaraṇam. Then you will be satisfied. Otherwise, there is no question of satisfaction. You go on increasing the area of sense gratification. That will not make you happy. So, bhunam janvanam ante jnanavan mang pravaddate Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Some Mahatma Sudullo. This is the definition of Mahatma. When one engages his senses for the satisfaction of the supreme senses. But unfortunately, we define the supreme as having no senses. Nirakar, no hand, no leg, no eyes, nothing. No senses. Simply, I have got my senses. And who manufactured me, he has no senses. But that is not fact. If I have got my senses, my father who manufactured me, he has also senses. This is right confusion. How is that? I have got my senses, I have got my propensities, I have got my form, and why these things should be denied to my father, and especially the Supreme Father? Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says that abhaktam bhaktimapannam mannate mam abuddhaya param bhavam jananta. They do not know. But the actual fact is that when our senses will be sacrificed for the satisfaction of the supreme senses, then our life is successful. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiruchyate. It is not that nullifying my senses, God's senses, everything. No. Senses are there. My senses are there, God's senses are there. But when my senses will be engaged in satisfying the supreme senses, that is my perfection of love. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiruchyate. That can be begun with sevan mokhehi jivhado. Because we meet together and talk so many nonsense in political conference, social conference, scientific conference, tongue going on, day and night, conference is going on. And another business, eating process, sense gratification. If people are asked, please come here, chant Hare Krishna, they are not at all interested. And invite him in some political meeting and talk all nonsense. He is very much interested. Yes. This is called Maya. So we have to convert this. Instead of engaging senses for talking nonsense, we have got so many books, so many talks about Krishna. Why not? Take this. You can go on. Srimad Bhagavatam. About Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, go on talking, and go on eating Krishna prasadam, sevan mukhi jivhava, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, sevan mukhi jivhava, samaiva smratada. Then self-realization is guaranteed. There is no difficulty. Not at all. That is also described. So Mahatma Sudurlava simply says, Sudurlava, but what is the symptom? Mahatma Anastumang Pratha Devi Prakriti Asrita Bhajanti Ananna Manasu Gyatya Bhutadi Mabhyam. This is Mahatma. Mahatma Anastumang Pratha Devi Prakriti. They are under the protection of Devi Prakriti. There are two prakritis, spiritual prakriti and material prakriti. The devotees are not under this material prakriti. They are under the spiritual prakriti. The activities of Krishna, they are all spiritual. And the devotees, because they are engaged in spiritual activities, they are above the material prakriti. Sagunar samatitta etana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Who? Mancha abhyavicharini bhakti yogina ja sevate. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service without any impediment, abhyavicharini, without any stoppage, continuously. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. He is not on the material platform. Therefore a devotee, mahatma, mahatmanastamankra, daivi prakriti maasita. There are two prakritis. Those who are not mahatmas, duratma, duratma means trying to satisfy the atma in a different way, far, far away from Krishna. They call duratma, duro. Duro means distant or very difficult. So everyone can become mahatma as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, simply by surrendering to Krishna. Thank you very much.